The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 464. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. Well, last week, the pro wrestling pundits, DJ Joey Blaze and Ringside Ran, they stopped by the show to talk about the Royal Rumble. As that event took place this past weekend, and as I said last week, we kind of gave our predictions as to what we thought might go down in Indianapolis. And so now it's time to review our predictions and see what we got right and what we got wrong. But we'll also talk about, you know, some of those storylines, some of those angles that have manifested themselves from this PLE. And so we got a lot to cover, we got a lot to talk about, so I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to talk real quickly about, of course, a great sponsor, that being World's Greatest Comics. You hear me say it all the time that they've got everything you need for your comic book fandom. They've got single issues, graphic novels, collections, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues, a great staff. They basically got you covered for anything and everything you look for in a comic book store. So if you're in Central Ohio, you owe it to yourself to stop by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. You can also check them out online. WGComics.com is their web address, and they're pretty darn active on the Facebook page. Just look for at WGComics. And once again, I would like to thank everybody down at the store for their support throughout the years. I really do appreciate it. And please, when you go to World's Greatest Comics, let them know that you're listening to the show and that's how you found out about the store. So with that being said, let's go ahead, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear myself and the pro wrestling pundits dissect and analyze the Royal Rumble. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it has been just a few days ago that the Royal Rumble went down. And of course, that means I have to invite back the pro wrestling pundits. DJ Joey Blaze, how are you?
I'm doing okay. It's kind of like we're like the Statler and Waldorf of the PVD Cast, I feel like.
I can hear the audience now. Boo!
And that voice you heard is, of course, Ringside Rand, the other half of the pro wrestling pundits.
I am now the chairman of the RDRF.
What is the RDRF?
The Rand Dittmar Retirement Fund.
Speaking of which, how many days?
Two and a half.
All right. There you
I'm
go.
Down to 20 hours.
All right. Look at that. By the end of the week, by the time that this episode airs, he'll be retired probably.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Friday, 11 o'clock.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we're going to take a look at what went down at the Royal Rumble this past weekend. We're going to talk about our predictions. We're going to talk about who won, who lost, and maybe where some of these new storylines are going to be coming out of and whatnot. But let's let the folks know that we are going to rate the overall PLE on a body slam system. 5 body slams for being awesome to 1 body slam for the drizzling shits. And we will do the exact same thing for each of the matches as well. So, let's go ahead and talk about the overall presentation of the Royal Rumble, which, of course, was at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. Though I've never been in that stadium. I've been by it, and it looks super massive in real
life. Like, I mean, I've seen it on TV and it just looks like a normal everyday football field, you know, but it's a big ass building.
It seems like you're describing my ex-girlfriend's ass.
Okay. Well, you know.
Or maybe other parts.
Anyways.
Yes. I've never been inside it.
Once again, you're talking about Lucas Oil, Phil?
We're talking about Lucas Oil this time. I've been around it. I've sniffed around it a little bit. I've drove by it. Yeah, it's big. It's big. Is that what were the questions? Or are you asking about my body slams?
I was going to say, let's get in with the body slams about the overall presentation of the PLE. So
I'm going to go ahead and give it 4 body slams and an overhead wrist lock.
Ooh, okay. Why do you say that, sir? What's with the overhead wrist lock?
It wasn't enough to give it 4.5 or 5, but it was really good.
Okay.
In my opinion.
I gave it 3 body slams. I thought it was kind of in the middle. There's some things about the, I don't know, the presentation didn't bother me as much as some of the matches did. So I think that might, if we had a match that was just a little bit more entertaining in my purposes, I think I would have been very easily giving it a 4.
One thing I really liked about the 2 Royal Rumble matches,
mm-hmm.
the information across the bottom.
I did
that's
too.
That's what I want to talk about that as well. That's what sways me.
Let's jump into that. I thought that was a neat way to do it. They gave you trivia. They gave you an update of who was in the Rumble.
How many appearances.
They gave all kinds of statistics, which I thought was a nice added bonus.
I totally enjoyed it. That's where the overhead wrist lock comes from. It was just that added extra that I really enjoyed, and it didn't take away from anything.
No.
Sometimes those crawlers can kind of take away from stuff. Didn't take away. It was definitely added to the experience.
And I'd say it was just the perfect, I guess you could say, size. Because I get tired sometimes. You watch ESPN. You got like a ticker on the bottom, a ticker at the top, one on the left hand side. You know, giving you all this information that can be overwhelming.
Okay. I hate that when I go on like those adult sites and there's little extra pop ups and stuff.
Well,
it's probably something similar
as opposed to pop up video.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe. Or other things popping up.
Do you use DuckDuckGo as your web browser?
I should, because that would hide all that history, right?
That would, yeah. That's why.
I take it you're a fan of that? You use that?
No, I don't use DuckDuckGo.
Okay.
All right.
I saw that big wink there. So, okay. We got you, John.
All right. Well, let's start things off with the first matchup, which was, of course, the women's Royal Rumble matchup. As one other thing that I, real quickly, sorry, one other thing I want to just throw in here. The other thing that bothered me about the overall presentation was I didn't like the long runway. I kept thinking, God, if you're a WWE superstar, you're going to be blown up before you get to the ring.
See, I'm the opposite. Here's
really?
Why.
Okay.
I liked it because it allowed them to do their complete entrance.
Ah.
So many times, just get the music, and they're in the ring, and You got complete entrances, and with some of these people, you needed, as we saw in the males, you needed that complete Joe Hendry entrance.
Yeah, right.
So that's why I like it. I love this set. I love the set. I love it smaller. There's no big Titantron. I love how they keep doing this for PLEs. It's very simple, and the production looks great. And the aisleway is thinner. It's not as thin as Saturday Night Live, but Saturday Night's Main Event. But it's also not as wide. It's a thinner or skinnier.
It seemed like it was elevated in places.
Yeah, there seemed to be I agree with you. It seemed like at the back end of it seemed to be more elevated slope down, but it was a real subtle slope, I think.
Is it because of the lights?
Maybe.
Or a lot of people don't realize this. Football fields aren't exactly flat.
How so? What do you
mean? I guess indoor stadiums are.
Okay.
Outdoor stadiums have.
No, the natural
pitch. No, but some indoor stadiums are. If it's anything like down there in Dallas, they have. It lifts up and they roll up the playing surface to put down a different playing surface. There's different playing surfaces they can roll up and put back down and move.
Huh.
So maybe that might be a situation like that as well.
Okay. That's deep analysis, isn't it?
That is.
We only get that right here.
That's right. All right, so let's now get into this Royal Rumble for the ladies, and let's talk about it right out of the gates. We have Io Sky as the number one entrant, Liv Morgan the number two entrant, and I thought it was interesting that they went with those two, but they did a really good job of keeping you engaged in their one-on-one matchup, if you will, before they started adding more people to it. I think that there wasn't really that many huge surprises, and I was a little disappointed by that. I don't, at this point, Trish Stratus is not a surprise. She comes back every PLE. So to me, like, I'm like.
But who were you expecting to be a huge surprise?
I don't know. But see, I knew you were going to ask me that question, and I'm not, I think probably Becky Lynch probably would have been the biggest surprise because I had not heard anything about her entrance.
See, I think it was just the right amount of surprises because you can't, I mean, who are you going to, you're going to dig up somebody like, and you had people in there, even if Trish is older and they keep doing, she can still go.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki Bella was kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
I would have rather seen AJ Lee, but who wouldn't have? I felt Alexa was still a surprise after all that you heard leading up to it
mm-hmm.
with the contract stuff. And then I feel like Jordynne Grace, even though she kind of, obviously she worked us. She tried, said she wasn't going to be there. She had her mom's birthday or something. I still think that was a solid surprise too. And that was a neat way to announce that she'd signed with the company.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was just the right amount. Not too many and not too little. I think it was just right.
I was going to say, I'm going to throw this in there because I didn't really anticipate her being involved in the battle and the Royal Rumble. B-Fab. I'm like, yeah. I totally even kind of forgot she was on the roster, to be honest with you. And I will say this, and I know you've been a big fan, but I haven't watched a lot of NXT, especially switching over to CW. But I was impressed with the Lash Legend. I really was. I haven't seen a lot of her, but she was very impressive in the Royal Rumble. I mean, she's got a lot of strength.
I've made this comment before. The women's division in WWE is an embarrassment of riches.
Mm-hmm.
Top to bottom. Like, what are they going to do? And then they still have people that have to come back?
Mm-hmm.
They have so much talent, and now they infuse it with TNA. Lash Legend was very impressive in there, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like everybody, there were so many neat little side stories. I like to call them side quests. I didn't agree with Alexa being eliminated so early. That was a little weird to me. But I was thoroughly entertained, and to me, this was my match of the night.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, Rand, what about you? What are your thoughts on this Women's Royal Rumble?
I liked it a lot. I think there was one point where there was a almost a face-off between one generation of NXT.
And the old generation.
Bailey and Charlotte. Julia, Stephanie Vaquer?
Yes.
And Perez. I thought that was a face-off. And my first thought was, it's too early for Survivor Series to make a team effort like that. But maybe Elimination Chamber, that could happen.
Maybe they're setting something up for Mania where they could have a multi-person match to get more people on the show.
So all the NXT people were impressive. Julia, mm-hmm. obviously, she's not just a normal rookie, right? Neither right. is Steph.
Right.
But it was very cool to see. But then on the flip side, there was no NXT in the men's, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Trick Williams not in there, or
Obafemi,
or what's the Hudson guy? Or he's gone, isn't he?
He just got released.
Yeah, that's right. He just got released.
But so that's the thing. I think that's why I was so involved in it. Like, I was so entertained because you had such a mix of generations in there. Because you had the young people from NXT, you had the normal people, you had Nikki Bella, you had Trish, you had mm-hmm. Natalya.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just, I think it told a very good story down to how much did that put Roxanne Perez over?
Mm-hmm. Being the, oh, yeah.
I mean, she was broke a star. The record.
Yep.
She, you know, she was in there with Charlotte. It made it believable that she was going to throw Charlotte out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like that was believable. And I think they could have done that, to be honest. And it wouldn't have changed anything. It wouldn't have hurt Charlotte and it would have helped Roxanne. And then different stories, like I would love to see a Liv-Alexa match at Mania. I think that would be really good. I think mm-hmm. that would be a solid. So they built possible feuds. You created new stars. You did everything in that match, in my opinion, that a Royal Rumble match is supposed to do.
How many body slams, sir?
4.5.
4.5. All right. I gave it 3 body slams. I thought it was, in the middle. I felt like, again, I said, you know, maybe, and you're right, Joey, I don't have a bona fide surprise that would have blown my socks off. But I just kind of thought that maybe we could have gotten a couple more of those surprises in there. And one I could think of is Ren Sinclair. I would have liked to have seen her in the Royal Rumble.
But you already had how many NXT women in.
That's true. That's true. That's right.
Four or five.
So you had a good mix of them in there. What, and that's the thing, like, you might not like the surprises, but, like, I didn't like there was too many. Like, we didn't have to see, like, a commentator. We didn't have to see that type of stuff for it to be good.
Though I would have liked to have seen Jessica Card jump in there. Yeah, the female referee, I think she's the brownish hair. Like, I would have thought, because she used to be a worker, and I thought that would have been a cool thing for her to slide in, like we've seen before. You know, overall, like I said, I thought it was middle ground. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great. For me, I gave it 3 body slams.
I gave it 4. I'm conflicted here because Charlotte won, which is understandable and typical. But later on, I wanted Cena win, and that would have been understandable and typical. So I was kind of disappointed in both.
Did you see the joke online? The joke on social media is a fake conversation where Trips said to Cena, he goes, "Hey, do you mind putting Jay over?" "No, I would love to help the next generation." And then it said, "Hey, Charlotte, would you mind putting Perez over?" "Fuck no."
That's funny.
No, that was funny. Yeah, look, Joey and I, we both picked Charlotte Flair. She was the winner of the Royal Rumble.
I lost points because mine wasn't even in.
Yeah, yours wasn't even in. So let's talk about what they did last night on Monday Night Raw. All right, with Charlotte. So she obviously came out and talked a little bit about whom she would like to face, and then that brings out Rhea Ripley. I feel at this point that's the best main event women's match they can have for Mania. No, Joey, you disagree with me.
She won to face Tiff. That's the only thing. That's the only reason Charlotte won. You need that match. You need to be able to make Tiffy stronger and not affect Charlotte. It's going to be Tiffy and Charlotte. I think that makes the most sense. And I think Tiffy is just as over, if not more, right now at this point than Rhea. These crowds are losing their mind for Tiffy time right now, these live crowds. And I think my money right now is on Charlotte and Tiff retaining.
Okay. So then what's the setup with Rhea? Is this going to be for Elimination Chamber then?
Of course, something? Yeah.
Okay.
I would think that would make the most sense.
Is there Saturday night's main event between now and Mania?
I haven't looked it up. I don't think it would make sense to have one, to squeeze something else like that in.
Right, because I think that they got, what else do they have PLE-wise after Elimination Chamber? Nothing until Mania,
nothing
right?
Until Mania.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. I'm going to disagree with you, Joey. I think that, yes, while Tiffy and Flair would be a great match, and definitely Tiffy deserves it, I think they're still going to be looking for something else.
But we've already seen Rhea and Charlotte.
I know, but I have a feeling they're going to go back to it because they just want something for that women's division to stand out as a main event, and I don't know.
The women's division already stands out just by me saying it's an embarrassment of riches. I feel like I think you're going to see a record amount of women's matches on WrestleMania card, too, being a two-night event.
Okay.
What do you think of Charlotte's promo and the reaction of it?
Well, I thought the promo was okay. I mean, I don't think it was great. I don't think it was awful either. It was middle of the road.
I expected a lot more out of her. I don't think the crowd liked it.
No, I don't think the crowd liked it either.
And I think that's why I don't think you see Charlotte winning anything. And I think they're going to push Charlotte as the heel against Tiffany. Okay. That's why I think that.
So. All right. Okay, well, that wraps up the first match. Let's go to our next matchup, ladies and gentlemen, which was the Motor City Machine Guns taking on, of course, DIY in a 2 out of 3 falls match. I'll go first. I think that the match was good. I do. I by the way, enjoyed the fact that Michael Cole mentioned the Revival, Adam Cole, and Cleveland All Pro Wrestling.
Yes, he did.
Holla to CAPW. I gave this 3 body slams. I thought it was good. I didn't really, and maybe it's because I haven't watched SmackDown, but I didn't really think that the beatdown from the Street Profits was all that necessary, personally. Just, I don't know. That, to me, it was like, okay, great. But it just seemed a little wonky for me. I don't know. But, again, we got DIY as the winners, as you predicted as well, Joey. So that gives us, at this point, 2 points in the prediction category.
Wow. About them apples.
There was a really subtle moment in that match that I think a lot of people missed out on. DIY goes for a tag, and he pulls his hand back at the last second. The referee said, no tag, no tag. Tampa goes in for a high knee, and it gets reversed. And then the guy who we thought was tagged in, wasn't tagged in, came in and made the pin on the first pinfall. It was so subtle, I think a lot of people missed it.
Actually, I missed it. Now that you're talking about it, yeah, you're right on that. I mean, had the ref missed it, I'm surprised Jesse Ventura didn't come down the runway going, ah, the referee! The referee! The referee!
The referee saw it.
So, Joey, what do you think of this match?
My big thing, and if I were to put a little asterisk next to that match, is match placement. I think this match would have been better if it was before the Women's Rumble. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I said last week it should be the opener.
Because I feel like people were deflated from the Women's Rumble. I think that took away from the match because it was a good technical match. There was a lot of great spots. But I think people were like, aah! And they're like, let's use the bathroom. Let's, you know, because that the you know hour long or whatever long the that match was, I think people were kind of, like I said, bathroom. They're kind of worn out a little bit from just going a little bit too hard for that Women's Rumble. So I think match placement hurt that match. I gave it 3.5 body slams. I think it could have been better. And I actually like the interference. I like the thought if there it's going to be like a full-on heel Street Profits. I like that just like I like a heel New Day.
Mm-hmm.
I like a heel Street Profits, which they never really did and they should have with Lashley.
Right, right.
So
opportunity missed.
And I think the placement was right because here's how I'm looking at it now as I pull back. What's the biggest tag match for Mania that we can think of? Tables and Ladders and Chairs. Oh my. Which was the Dudleys, Edge and Christian, the Hardys. So why not put those three teams in there and make it a TLC style match?
No, that's
for
money.
The tag straps. And that's I think money. That's a money match for Mania.
And you think it'll be them instead of Pretty Deadly?
Yes.
Yeah. Or they could add some, but I don't see Pretty Deadly. I could see them in a regular Four Corners match, but their gimmicks don't match up well with that type of match.
No.
And to be as athletic as both Dawkins and Montez are, especially Tez,
mm-hmm.
he can jump out the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what we're going to see. I think it's just going to turn into a three-way feud now. And that's why they did that to DIY afterwards. I think I see that going into Mania. So that's why that made sense to me.
Rand, did we get how many body slams you gave this match, by the way?
I gave it 3.
You gave it 3, so we got, okay, 3, 3, and you said 3.5,
I
right?
Did.
Okay. All right. Well, now we go into what, personally, I think was match of the night. I really like this match. Even though I only gave it 3.5 body slams, just because I felt the finish was a little anticlimactic a little bit, but Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens, the ladder match for the undisputed WWE Championship. Or, as it's been pointed out by a good friend of the show, Gerald Glassford, I think that it is a disputed championship. Just ask Gunther. Anyways. So what do we think about this match? The main event, so to speak, quote unquote, of any other show is right here, smack dab in the middle of the Royal Rumble.
I'm starting to look at Kevin Owens as a more athletic version of Mick Foley. The guy's taking massive bumps, doing extreme stuff, but he's a lot better wrestler than Mick Foley.
Well, and let's be honest, he's dropped some weight too. You know, when he first came into the WWE, he was not maybe as svelte as he should have been, but he's dropped some weight. He works hard. I think this match told a pretty good story.
Oh, there was a lot of big spots in it.
Yeah, massive spots. I think there were some spots that they probably really didn't need to take.
Mm-hmm.
Does that, like, you got Mania right around the corner. Do you guys want to put each other at risk like that?
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the concerning things I looked at it as. I gave it 4 body slams. I enjoyed it, but I feel like there was some dead air, too, when it came to a couple areas. Like, there were some things I would have liked to see, and there were some I caught myself not being as involved in watching it maybe as I should.
Like when they talked through the crowd and back?
Like, you know, there's some things that they didn't need to, like, it. Well, the big bumps were great, and that got me in, but I think there was, And there was some newness to it, which was nice. There was some, I felt like there was newer bumps or newer moves you don't use during a ladder match. But it was so crazy. It was a true roller coaster because it had me up high. And then there were some super low lows, too, with some things. That's just my two cents on it. But I love the ending. I love, to an extent, I love how Kevin just folded up like an accordion. That was pretty neat. And he just laid there like that.
Yeah.
He laid,
yeah.
Like he sold that like money. But I still, even though after we saw last night that there's going to be, I don't want to see Zayn and Owens again. I would have rather seen Zayn turn heel on Cody than see what we saw last night. In my opinion, and then you could have brought Randy back, and Randy was nowhere around for the Rumble.
Would he have turned heel on Cody or been better friends with Kevin Owens?
He could have done both. Like, he turned heel on Cody because he's better friends with Kevin, in my opinion. And I would have even done it during the match. I would have done it as Cody stood above Kevin Owens, kind of like taunting him, and that would have made me snap, like, dude, what are you doing? You just killed my friend. And that's when I would have done that with Sami Zayn, almost like a tweener. But then, I guess, you know, where does that put Cody? Do they cheer Zayn against Cody? You know, so it might put you in a weird spot. But as far as the in-ring action, it was okay. I enjoyed it. But I would have done some different booking to the match.
So you said 4 body slams?
I gave it 4, you know, okay. Overall.
All right. I gave it 3.5. Rand, what did you give this matchup?
For violence, 4.5. For overall story, 4.
Oh, okay. You broke it into 2 different grades. Okay. All right. There's no rules against that. You know, I'm going to go back to what you said, Joey. That's exactly what I thought last night at the end of that main event with Kevin Owens coming out of nowhere to attack Sami Zayn. I'm with you. I don't want to see those two wrestle anymore. They've done it a million times. What more are they going to show us? Now, I know somebody's going to go, well, John, they got lots of new stuff to do since they in the indies, they did this stuff. They can recycle that. Well, that's true. But I just, storyline-wise, where is this going to go?
What sense does it make?
Right. It doesn't make any sense. None whatsoever.
I don't know. I mean, I get it. He befriended the old bloodline, stuff like that, whatever. But I don't know. I'm sure they'll have a good match. I just would have rather seen something different.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, gentlemen, with Cody Rhodes, I think all 3 of us picked Cody Rhodes for the winner. So that gives Rand 1. That gives Joey and I 3. So before we talk about the men's Royal Rumble, it's time to pay some bills, so to speak, if you will. And that means I have to, of course, let everybody in earshot know about the greatest comic book store on the planet, World's Greatest Comics.
In Westerville, Ohio?
In Westerville, Ohio, right down the road from my house at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio.
Right off of Interstate 270?
Right off of Interstate 270. You don't
live on that road. That's not your address.
No, I don't live on that road. I live a few blocks up.
Oh,
but your office is where we record this that are massive. We're off Westerville Road.
That is correct. Okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
This is the new Titan Towers. Which, true. By the way, has been sold and is now going to be apartments.
Yeah. And
he calls it Triton Towers. Yeah. You notice the big waterfall outside?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm going to have a daredevil like Evel Knievel jump the fountain on his motorcycle one day.
It's amazing.
It is. Anyways, more on Titan Towers in a minute.
What are you calling a moron?
I'm never getting through this copy tonight, am I? Anyways, they have tons of comics for every particular era, ladies and gentlemen, whether you're talking about gold and silver, bronze, modern. They've also got comic books, they also have graphic novels. They have action figures. They have, of course, graphic novels. They have toys. They have collectibles. They have posters. They have some real cool retro stuff.
They got a guy named Jeff.
They got a guy named Jeff.
How many places can offer a guy named Jeff? Seriously. They have stuff that you can protect those things that he just mentioned as well.
Cases,
that's
right. Storage units?
They can have stuff that will protect everything, except I don't think they sell condoms.
No, they do not sell condoms, though. Although, Marvel's missing out. That could be Marvel condom.
One that looks like the shield, like the Captain America's shield.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go. But anyways, I digress, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Red, white, and blue, and you.
If you get a chance and you're in the Central Ohio area, stop by the store. As I said once before, they're found at 5974 Westerville Road.
If you're not in Westerville, how can you find them?
Well, you can find them by checking them out online, Rand. WGComics.com is the web address.
Now, if we don't like going to there and we're like really big on Facebook, is there a way we can reach out to them?
Absolutely. Ooh. Just look for at WG Comics. In fact, Jeff and the folks down there are really, really active on the Facebook page. So definitely check them out. Like the page. Subscribe. Do all the stuff that you do with the, of course, with the Facebook.
Are they on MySpace?
They are not on MySpace. If, but you can call them.
If they were, would they be in your top eight?
They'd be in my top eight, okay, for sure. And you can call them. 614-891-3000 if you want to be old school about it. And if you want to be super old school, make sure you call them on a rotary phone.
What if I want to send them a telegram?
I think you could probably, you know what? I'll check with Jeff. I'm not
Western
sure.
Western Union? Is that what?
Pony Express?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways. Now
that a guy named Jeff.
Now that we got through that, miraculously.
Hope you like that, Jeff. We look forward to your feedback.
All right, let's talk about the, I guess you could say, the main event. It is, of course, the Men's Royal Rumble match itself. We had, as we said last week, we have a ton of possible winners, all of which we could look at and go, yep, 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 yep. And then we went to our actual winner of the event.
And main none event. Of us would have done it. We'd have probably all said, no yeet.
No yeet. Because indeed the winner is the 20th entrant, Jey Uso.
I got a question. The biggest pops of the night, based on my crack research team, who was...
On crack.
No, they were there. The two biggest pops of the night were for Alexa and John Cena. My question is, would Jey Uso be so far over if it wasn't for the hand gestures? I mean, is that like a strong nudge to get him
over? Well, here's the crazy thing.
Crowd participation?
You thought that I was doing the yeet when you walked in, but I was actually fanning the smell of the fart away that you ripped when you came in the room. So that wasn't yeeting. I was trying to get that smell away. I think that's a great point. I think it's a great point.
I think it
just
really
like
helps
the yes. Just like the yes
very,
with
very
the fingers.
Similar.
It's the same thing. So you said Cena. You said Alexa. I'm really quick talking about pops and pops tonight because I actually kind of paid attention to that myself, right? You want to listen.
Yeah.
The crowd goes crazy. And you hear say his name. He appears. I heard from people that were there that there was sound piped in, that they felt like sound was piped in for Joe Hendry's entrance.
Really?
I thought that pop sounded amazing on TV.
I did, too.
I heard the same thing for the heat on Dominic.
Yeah, because I think Dominic's getting some baby face love or getting some pop himself.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard that, and that floored me because I felt like that was a genuine pop for Hendry. They all went crazy. And you pan the crowd and people are clapping right along like they knew what was up. So I don't know. I'm kind of torn now on that because I've heard that from a couple people that were there. They felt like that was piped in.
Mm.
I will check with my research team as soon as they are off crack.
Okay. Which might take months.
Woo!
Do they read the magazine Cracked?
Is that still around?
I don't know. Is Mad Magazine still around, I believe?
So Cracked was like the WCW compared to the Mad Magazine being WWE, right?
Yeah.
So they probably went over under about the same time.
Maybe. Yeah. Probably. Anyways. Look. I just got to say it. I don't like this idea of Jey Uso winning the Royal Rumble. I don't. I just, look, his entrance is over. I don't know if he's over. And I don't know if he is over. Is he over to the caliber of somebody else like a Drew McIntyre, a CM Punk, a John Cena, et cetera, et cetera?
You just named three guys that would be believable to beat Gunther. Jey Uso is not believable beating Gunther. Just like Sami Zayn when he beat him, that wasn't believable. I think that's a big thing. So here's my conspiracy, Jesse Ventura type stuff right here going on. What does Paul Heyman owe CM Punk? A favor.
Okay.
So how about that favor being somehow CM Punk gets that spot at WrestleMania because Jey Uso is part of the bloodline and he's the wise man. I don't think Jey Uso is going to WrestleMania. I think either A, something tied into the Elimination Chamber, some other schmoz, or the favor one of those three keeps Jey Uso out of the main event at WrestleMania. And I think that what that does in turn is that fan base gets pissed off and it builds a bigger fan base for Jey Uso to maybe win a title at a SummerSlam. He's not a let's win a title at Mania guy.
No, I don't think he's that big either.
So I don't, but my personal feeling is with this Triple H era, we get swerves all the time. We get swerves here, we get swerves there, this, that, and a third. I think this is a swerve. I don't think that either Punk or Cena's taken that spot. And that's, it's not Jey Uso.
That's a really good theory. That's a really good
theory. But I think my strongest theory with that is the favor. Because what's the favor going to be? What does it mean now? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was like a three-way match between Reigns, Rollins, and Punk doesn't make sense for Mania.
No.
And people are talking about that. What makes sense is for something happening and Heyman doing that favor, and then all of a sudden now all these guys are pissed, and you can go with that storyline. So I don't see him taking it to there. I think this was just kind of a shock value win because everybody saw Cena there. Everybody thought, oh, Cena's going to win this naturally. And
does that make the Bloodline motivated and, for the lack of a better term, bad guys?
Well, here's the thing.
Avenge that?
They showed, and they never do this, like you might see it on social media. They showed Jacob Fatu welcoming and congratulating on WWE social media.
Backstage. Yeah.
Congratulating Jay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
The three of them,
Jimmy and, you know,
Jimmy was
they've been doing little things. They showed him last year at the Rumble cheering on the Usos. So does this make a super bloodline? Do we see them come together because of this favor? I think there's something's going to happen that's going to shake things up, and I don't think Jey Uso goes to Mania.
You know what? That would be a great idea if they all turned heel into, as you said, a super bloodline. Because let's be honest, Solo Sikoa is getting overshadowed.
By Jacob Fatu. Yeah,
yeah.
They're calling him the tribal werewolf now.
Yeah, I think that something's going to have to be done with Solo Sikoa. What that is, I don't know. But he's kind of lost in the weeds right now, if you will, to use an old-timey saying. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do or what they can attempt to do with him to get him back to the same level he's on. I think he's dipped a little bit.
And then you still have Zilla coming in.
Yeah.
You still have what's the other Fatu? Or one of the others? He just wrestled Zack Ryder this week.
Yes. Shit.
Anyway, so there's still other potential bloodline members to kind of, so I think this is like a new renaissance because we were questioning, where do you go with the bloodline from now? Why not put them all together?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where you tie The Rock in, right? The Rock or Rikishi comes in like, hey, we're family. Blood's thicker than water.
Do they kick Heyman out after the...
There you go. There you go. And then I think maybe that's where you bring Rock or you bring Rikishi in to be the...
If you kick Heyman out, does he go to CM Punk again?
Well, I think that's what they might have something going on with that. What it is, I don't know. But I think if you look deep enough and you know the way, like I said, the way Triple H likes to do stuff, he's very, just like he was in the ring, the cerebralist, he's very cerebral with this. I don't think Jey Uso goes to Mania.
By the way, Paul Heyman ends up managing Austin Idol and Tommy Wildfire Rich. Anyways.
Wow.
You didn't expect that, did you? Didn't expect that Memphis remark. No. You thought I was going to go Dangerous Alliance, huh? Yeah, well. Anyways, none of us got this right because Joey and Ran, you selected CM Punk. I picked Cena because I thought for certain that was going to happen. Look, Jey Uso, at least they're trying something new. Okay, so I can't really be mad at the WWE for trying something new because we bitch about it all the time. It's the same old stuff. It's the same old stuff. So they're trying something new. I just don't think this is it. Well, your idea, your predictions, Joey, might not be too far off. Rand?
I think that's potential. I think that's a lot of good ideas there. I had a final five, and I think I got four of them right.
Okay, who were your final five?
Punk, Uso, Roman, Seth, and Logan Paul.
Yeah, because Cena would be in the sixth one.
Yeah.
So do we see any build-up for anything else on Monday Night Raw that we needed to discuss?
Hold on. Zach Morris, timeout.
Okay.
Let's talk about surprises. We talked about that. I focused on that on the women before we got into that. So were you surprised by anybody?
I was surprised that that AJ Styles returned, and I also was surprised that he was really further on down. I think he was number 21, if I remember correctly. So I kind of was surprised by that. I didn't really dig Braun returning in at number 22
that fast after that injury.
No, yeah, I no, was like, that pisses all over Fatu,
right?
You know, and
I didn't like that either. I didn't like the idea that, or they didn't do something where he was like bandaged up or something.
Yeah, right. Or taped up sort ribs. Of
yeah,
yeah, something like that. So I was at.
Was there anybody that you wanted to see that didn't show? Like you said, Becky with the women.
I mean, I would have liked to seen a D'Von Dudley come back.
Okay.
Because we've had Bubba a few months ago with the NXT ECW thing. I would like to see D'Von come back.
So I had a dark horse in my mind I didn't say when we were live before we did the last one. Could you imagine, and you're going to laugh at me, and you guys are probably going to tell me I'm wrong, and this would have been a huge pop if Enzo Amore would have came out for the Rumble. Even if they gave him the Santino treatment, he came in, got like the Ludwig Kaiser, and got eliminated. If he would have came out and been able to cut that promo, I think the crowd would have went nuts.
Well, maybe. Okay. I could say, yeah.
I think there's been enough time. I think he would get a huge response.
I think so,
too. Or Cardona.
Cardona would have been a great one.
But I don't think there was enough. You said there wasn't enough with women. I don't think there was enough surprise with the men's.
Only one, right? Joe
Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that guy, I Choose Speed, or I Shoot
he
Speed.
He took over for
Tozawa. Yeah. Which, I don't know, I would have just rather would have saw Tozawa. Or R-Truth.
Yes. Dude, that year that R-Truth came out and brought the ladder to the ring at the Royal Rumble, that was awesome. Like,
well, then, remember he tried to enter the women's Royal Rumble. They're like, no. So.
And he wanted to tag in one year.
Yeah.
Did The Miz eliminate anybody?
I don't think he did.
No, but he got jacked up from that spot.
With Henry? Or no?
No, the one with Fatu.
Yeah.
Where he jumped in and he got the Samoan drop from midair. That was sickening.
I was surprised that so many guys put Hendry over during that when he came out, too. That was really cool. Even the whole thing with Sheamus getting mad because he was enjoying it.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That was hilarious.
Funny.
I didn't enjoy
Braun Breaker breaking Speed in half was awesome.
Yes.
He needs to 2026 Royal Rumble winner, Braun Breaker. I'm calling it right now. It needs to happen.
I can see that.
Now, here's my question. I think it's been rumored. It's been whispered and whatnot. The other kids are coming. Scott's kids coming. Rick's other kids coming. Do you finally, when you get them all, do they just become all Steiners and stop with the Breakers? Because the Breaker brothers sounds stupid.
I agree.
So, and again, I'm looking forward to seeing what the other two can do in the ring.
Does he break character?
Da-da-bum. Did it seem to you, by the way, too, that the gimmick, that the timeless gimmick in the last half of the men's rumble? Because to me, it seemed like...
It went faster?
Yeah, it went faster.
Yeah, same. I thought that, too. I didn't time it, but I felt like it did.
Yeah, I did, too.
Like they sped it up?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was inconsistent during the women's.
See, I didn't... It might have been, but I didn't recognize it. I didn't recognize it as such, but yeah,
I felt that way too. That's funny. I felt like didn't they just come out?
Yeah, exactly.
Like it was rushed like the early to mid 20s.
Yeah. Yeah, right, yeah. Okay. Now, one thing I'd like to talk about that they mentioned last night and they kind of teased last night on Raw is, okay, Logan Paul's back. Awesome, great, but I don't know if I want to see him against Rey Mysterio.
Again.
I would like to see him against Dragon Lee with Rey Mysterio in the corner.
I want to see him against Penta.
Oh, that would be awesome. But Penta, I think they're going to keep him with Ludwig Kaiser / Pete Dunne, I think.
Penta's going to be an Elimination Chamber.
Oh, he is, because he's going to do something crazy. They put the shooting him to the moon.
And they should.
But do you also think it's also a little middle finger to Tony Khan?
Maybe. But, I mean, everybody that's came there, they've done that too for the most part. Mm-hmm. I mean, minus Sean Spears, but like,
yeah,
I mean, Cody's Punk. I think you're gonna see a big program when Fenix comes in too.
Motor City Madman,
Machine Gun.
I'm sorry,
those are from TNA.
I was thinking of Ted Nugent.
Motor City Madman.
He was a WCW.
WCW Chopper.
Yeah. I feel it looked like Darso, but what was it Darso?
I don't think it was.
It looked like Darso. No,
because I think that guy, Motor City Madman, teamed with Mr. Hughes. No, I would like to see Logan Paul take on Dragon Lee. Maybe Paul can have one of his lackeys in the corner, Rey Mysterio in the corner at WrestleMania. Dragon Lee versus Logan Paul would be awesome.
Is Dragon Lee a big enough of a name to go off Logan Paul?
Well, that's a good point.
Well, with what they're trying, injuries have held him back. They want Dragon Lee to be the next Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah.
So the only way you're going to get him there is if you make that push. Here's a luchador. The luchador storyline I'm most interested in is Chad Gable learning the dark arts of being a luchador. Who's going to teach him? Like, that shit's going to be funny. Like, he needs to be off TV for like 3 or 4 weeks now.
The dark arts. You know who would be awesome as a trainer for Chad Gable? El Dandy.
That would be funny.
They get the La Parca suit. They get the suit and put somebody in the La Parca suit. And, you know, he could do the dance.
I'm interested to see where that goes. I think that's going to be funny.
That would be great.
And I think that's going to be your Mania with Penta. It's going to be Gable and Penta again.
Oh, okay.
Because of the way they're building that storyline.
You know, by the way, speaking of surprises, I was very surprised last night on Monday Night Raw when Outlaw Ron Bass showed up. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Seth Rollins. My bad. I apologize.
Or Macho Man Randy Savage in TNA.
Oh! I saw him. I'm like, what in God's name are you wearing? Like, seriously.
In Cleveland, of all places.
Every week it's something outrageous.
This was not as outrageous. Maybe that's the problem, Rand. Maybe if it was like, you know.
It looked like he was on his way to Blue Oyster. Or a Village People concert.
Thanks for the Police Academy reference. That was
yeah,
good.
No
Tackleberry.
Tackleberry.
Went to Otterbein.
That's right. He's from here.
Zanesville.
Well, yeah, but he went to Otterbein here.
He's from Zanesville.
Okay, all right.
He's also dead.
Macho Man Savage, Junior High, Zanesville, Ohio. Also dead.
Time out.
I'm noticing a trend here with Zanesville.
Is it too soon to make Tackleberry jokes?
He's been dead for like 10 years.
Yeah.
I think more than that.
Which is crazy. What was the lady's name? His love interest on there with the big breasts?
Oh, Callahan?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lieutenant Callahan, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man.
Teenage Joey really liked those boobs.
And
pre-teenage Joey.
Yeah. John liked the movies just because they were funny. And Michael Winslow was awesome.
Whatever happened to him?
Michael Winslow?
He's still out there. I saw him do a commercial recently or something.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to be on the PVD cast in March.
Oh. Yeah, I'll make him. Every answer he gives is just going to be another sound effect.
Like some weird noises.
That's right. And then following, I'll have Christopher Walken to come on.
But hey, you know, John, I've wanted to do the cast for a long time. So fun. Look, just have me here.
And yeah, so there you go. Back to the coming soon. Michael Winslow and Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, as a child actor, was on the CBS soap opera, The Guiding Light.
Really? I did not know that.
That is some wacky. I did not know that.
Stupid things I know.
Oh, well. All right. Well, gentlemen, let's start wrapping this bad boy up as we've concluded our rundown of the Royal Rumble. And we'll have to wait and see over the next couple weeks what goes on with SmackDown and the Elimination Chamber coming up in just 3 weeks. Can't believe that, but.
Craziness.
It is. Rand, did you have something you wanted to share real quick before we close up shop?
Soon to be unemployed.
Well, you're not going to be unemployed.
Do you know what the Spanish word for retirement is?
No.
Jubilation.
Jubilation. Mm. Like Jubilation Lee of the X-Men.
So, really quick, this past weekend was the release of 2025 Topps Chrome WWE.
Oh, how did that go, by the way?
There's been a lot of crazy cards hit going for big money, like $4,000 and $5,000 on some cards. There's been some big 101s hit. A lot of crazy, crazy cards out there. Topps is in it big time. I think that's something that you need to try and have some of those wrestling card people on here at some point.
Okay. You know what?
I feel like there's interest out there.
Speaking of thousands, real quickly, a friend of the show told me what the price was to go to Mania and to sit 50-yard line at that Allegiant Stadium where you could see the ring pretty well.
And not cheap.
Do you know how much?
I think like $12,000 or something.
That's not what I heard. I heard half that, $6,000. Okay. I heard $6,000.
It's still hefty.
Yeah. That's still, yeah.
Hefty.
Especially when you consider that's one out of two nights.
Right. Yeah. Right. Correct.
Can you imagine what you could get for $6,000 in Vegas? We could split that in half for your retirement and go to the Bunny Ranch. You might not make it home.
He loves cute bunnies. Just leave him be. I mean, he has plenty of rabbits.
He likes to.
I got them in my backyard.
Yeah, he's got them all in his backyard. I've seen them. I've seen his bunnies.
February 22nd.
All right, Joey, where can folks find you and Remix Collectibles?
So you can find us on the Whatnot app at Remix Collectibles, or you can find me on Twitter as DJ Joey Blaze, or on Instagram under Remix Collectibles as well.
Rand, how about where folks can find you on the interwebs?
You can either call it Twitter or you can call it X, and the name is spelled RANDDITTMAR, slap nuts.
All right, there you go.
What about YouTube?
Coming up.
Coming soon. There you go. All right, with that then, gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with the pro wrestling pundits, DJ Joey Blaze and Ringside Ran, as we talked about Royal Rumble, and maybe you want to let me know what you thought about the Royal Rumble. Well, there's a couple different ways you can get in touch with me. First, you can find me on Twitter under my personal Twitter handle of @PVDMVP. You can shoot me a message over on the Facebook, Instagram, and Threads accounts. Those are all @PVDcast. And if you want to shoot me an email, you can do that as well. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com. And maybe you want to let some folks know about where they can hear the show. Well, there's a couple different avenues for that as well. First off, PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly and the best place to get every single episode. But it's also available through all of those podcasting outlets. So just go over to your favorite podcasting outlet or app, go to the search bar, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And if you're listening through one of those outlets or apps, please rate and review. Rating and reviewing helps me out in the algorithm, and it lets those outlets know that you're listening. And you don't have to do much. You could just, you know, give me 5 stars or 4 stars or however many you think I deserve. And then you can write a simple sentence like, enjoyed the show. I thought this was great. John is awesome. Whatever you want to do. And it, again, helps me out tremendously in the algorithm and in their inner workings and their statistics and everything of all these fantastic podcast apps. But you know what? I forgot to mention that if you're rating and reviewing, you might also want to subscribe so that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. There's a final way that you can hear each and every episode. That's on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I do a live broadcast of the week's episode. So there you go. 3 different ways that you can hear the show through PVDcast.com, through your favorite podcasting outlet, and through the Facebook page on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you once again for checking out the episode. And I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2025.